picture, it certainly would be a helpful thing.
You can swear, you can be able to swear in if you do all the time. You're right, that, all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who knows the swearing of the new members? Maybe you'd rather just talk to them, though.
No, I don't know, I haven't really got much.
There are a number of things that I've listed there, the cancer issue, for example.
Do we have a,
Oh, yes, sir. I think there's more than enough. Certainly, you could bring them over here and put them in the cabinet room and...
Are you about to get a bunch tomorrow on how this work comes?
You should eat lunch in, more or less, you know, that. You might go in right there with the...
How many people are involved?
About 20.
Yeah, well, it's good for them to be there. Let's have a 30-minute deal and then you start arranging.
You know, if you wanted to give them a little something special, unless they are used to this format, you could take that room downstairs.
Give them lunch.
Give them lunch. Executive
dining room. Executive
dining
room.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Would you like to do that?
Great.
Just close the
door. I could talk to everybody at lunch in executive dining room today.
Very well received,
Mr. President. Come in downstairs.
But it takes a little time, and second, you don't need to call that many people. But anyway, apart from that,
nut about this. He's been working on the problem, but I haven't thought.
Yeah, if you didn't mention anything about our plan, but I want to show some interest in these spacemen and all these other people, and the technocrats. Here's what I have in mind. Well, who would be working on it in our shop? Who's basically, well, he would be that hell. Well, you remember I suggested a meeting. A meeting where you bring people in and just let them talk about it so we show concern. We've got people, aerospace technicians driving cabs and so forth. And they're a proud bunch. They won't just go out and fight that damn relief. Excuse me, Martin is great credit. The first week in March, we have a meeting here of the officers of all the professional associations in touch of all these people. They all belong to one or the other. And a man named Walton on my staff is organizing that meeting. For the purpose of talking to the
captain.
Express concern and then get it filtered back to those. And that's the purpose of the meeting. I just don't want to meet those damn officers. That's a waste of time.
Well,
it is one way, obvious. It is one way to give it visibility.
All right.
They're not watching the lobbyists, most of them. They're working scientists, most of them, who are not elected out.
The second point is this. The only place in the government, Packard's working on it, and they're trying to, well, there's transfer one from another, but one place in the government that I feel very strongly about, and this is going to break some chat with MIT and all these other people, but we have, as you know, a very big chunk that we've gone on in the science, you know, for our whole subsidy of science in the universities, and there's a pretty good chunk, right? Now, it's my understanding that a lot of that really goes to supplement the incomes of people who already have full-time positions. You get my point?
Yes, sir.
I think this is true. This is at least what Joel says is true. Now, what I think that it's time these people share a bit. And what I'm getting at is I see no reason why if you have grants, you know, to clear on it. A lot of this is wasted, if you know. Probably you know better than anybody else. But if it's going to be wasted, why don't we waste it on a few of these unemployed people? Is there any way, in other words, you can take some of these funds instead of you know, bailing out the University of California and MIT and not to mention some lesser institutions, which all need bailing out, I know, and all their professors screaming. I noticed an article in the paper this morning, which you probably saw, where the Times, the crisis in higher education, where colleges are having to cut back and universities have to cut back, explaining it basically on the wrong reason. Real reasons for that. It isn't just something to talk about. It's really a major reason, at least half of them, is the fact that a hell of a lot of their people, like Sanders people, got sick to their gut for the demonstrations and cut their
right.
Pull the support out.
Support. Right on that. Sure. And rightly there, now they're about to turn. And the contributions that came in just dried up a hell of a lot, and they're going to have to look a little bit different. But what I'd like for you to do, I don't know what you can do and what your staff can do, but if you would just, I know you put your money in, let's find a way that we could even, if we could say that out of your funds, what is it, $300 million?
Something like that.
Thank you.
Exactly. $622 million is your budget for this year.
All right. So out of that $600 million, how about just enough to take care of maybe 10,000
on retraining.
That times 10. What's that, 100 million? So why not 1 million, 100 million of the 600 million for the purpose of taking care of our scientists and so forth? What I'm getting at is it's a... I don't know whether it's retraining, but I need grants. What do they do for you to fall on?
Well, the National Science Foundation, about half of the money goes for grants, for research grants.
That's right.
The other half of it goes for education and for supporting things such as the Antarctic program, things of that kind.
Well, send some of these guys in, Marty. Let them work with the mice, all those silly little things they do. I mean, let one of the spacemen do it.
Unfortunately,
I really think it doesn't make any difference. It does, frankly, in most cases. I don't know anything about it, but I just know this.
universities would just have to, the grant that goes to the professor, his income would go down a bit. But if he went to an institution.
That's where the grants go, rather than the institutions. Some cases, these fellows have formed consortiums and have been bidding for government contracts.
Have they?
Can we find out about that?
And who's going to.
Spoiled. your heart, so you start the kid gets tossed in jail. You show your father, who's on a bench in Jersey. You don't do that.
And there's a difference between taking a guy from $30,000 and putting him on release and taking $30,000 and getting him on an $18,000 job. And that's what we're talking about. You're trying to use some of this money to give them reasonable jobs in which they can earn a decent living and keep their self-respect.
The problem is with his grants, though, they're science grants, and these people are not scientists, they're engineers.
Well,
they're not capable of doing it.
Most of them are not engineers in the usual sense of the term.
They're
not. They're draftsmen, and they're people who are project supervisors, they're administrators, people of that kind.
Yeah.
And I think a great deal can be done with these people, but probably through such things as the Small Business Administration. Guarantee loans, things of this sort, to get them to start.
That's our list. Can I suggest
one thing?
I met with the minority business people today, and I got a garment and all those calls are just banging the hell out of me about minority business. I think it's fine, but that's a long-range project. That would take 100 years. They can really qualify, most of them. On the other, so just take about a half of those funds and just put it into this proposition. These guys can run a small business. They have a chance to make it. And let's face it, the blacks, the Mexicans, the Indians, it's pure civilism. Don't you think so, John?
Yes,
the numbers are irrelevant anyway. All you gotta do is find one guy making a flag or growing beans or something like that. So you prove that you're minority business, but this whole thing has just gone completely out of whack somewhere.
The trick here is to find a pot of money that doesn't have so many strings on it that you can get it to these guys. Now, I told you the other day about this Model Cities money that we got. We're getting it. We're tapping Model Cities for money, and we're getting it to these fellas under the theory that they'll become city employees and become city managers or municipal
I got them as very good city managers.
But here's a pool of money and we can tap it that way. And so we're
now the environment thing. Isn't that just as I told you, Goldwater's in on that?
Yeah.
Certainly the liberal.
Yeah.
But is there really much that they can do in the environment?
Well, see,
isn't that a highly specialized field
where you recycle? And we do have a program for sending these guys back to school.
What in the world are they learning? What do you need science and environment for?
Well, you have, in a typical large city,
these four environment, I don't care.
I breathe it every day. In the typical large city, you have guys who are air pollution officers, for instance.
Well,
and
of course they can do that.
Sure.
That's good, too.
And they have water control staff, and they have different things that they can do of that sort. But they have to go to school to pick up some courses that they haven't had.
How about getting into private enterprise? That's
where
that's going to be as the economy expands.
That's very tough,
and it's I call it the economy. I the businessmen, Pete, had better well make it have a lot more sense and quit this thing of competing with these people like they have preached. That's what's brought this whole thing on.
They already have. These people. The white-collar worker has been laid off for the first time since the war. That's where a lot of the productivity increase is coming from, not so much from the blue-collar
workers,
but from the white-collar
workers. Right, laid off. That's why, in terms of the recession or downturn, whatever you want to call it, whereas the unemployment rate was higher in 61, 62, 63, it did not affect this bunch at all.
That's right. Because they weren't there at that time.
Well, they weren't there. That's right. We produced them all. We produced many of the PhDs and so forth and so on. Well, we talked enough about that subject. And anyway, the science advisor meeting tomorrow is my guest. No, I'm in there, we'll meet at 5 o'clock in the cabinet room. And Dr. David will bring you a little agenda for it.
Fletcher's not on the PSAC, is he? He was here last week.
Fletcher, did what?
The fellow we're pointing to that.
Yes, I know who it is.
He was, he went off as of the end of the year. He's been asked to attend these meetings. However, he's not going to be here tomorrow.
Right. I wondered if he was here tomorrow, if 5 minutes before or 5 minutes after, you just don't want to.
Oh, I don't see him.
Sure. And say hello to him. We should have by tonight the
clearance.
The clearance. That's right.
Yeah. My aunt in Europe or someplace.
No, he's in bed sick with the flu. His wife says.
Oh. I should call him and tell him that we're having a meeting and lunch tomorrow.
Would you like to see Fletcher if he's here before 5 on Saturday?
Church will cure it, see if he's here across the street.
Either in Jamaica or in bed since he left here.
He's been constantly in Jamaica.
I know he's been going there. Is that my colleague in Jamaica?
That's what we all
know. That's Jamaica, New York, and that's Jamaica down in the
room. Long ago.
Okay, I'll do that. Go ahead.
Well, when I've heard you speak before.
That's all right, John.
I wonder if we shouldn't talk about this international involvement in the space program and what we're talking about.
Yes.
John, we've talked to John about
that. By the way, we've got it all fixed.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
Well, Mr. President, you have urged that we get international involvement in the space program. And by that, you've been often talking about, let's get an astronaut up there from a foreign country,
right.
Germany, Japan.
Right.
But that's been interpreted to a large extent by NASA as bringing foreign countries into the development of the space shuttle and other similar things, and it has been interpreted to some extent as letting them pay 10% of the incremental cost of the space shuttle and giving them a piece of the action.
Yeah.
To the extent that we have developed a very significant technology here, which is all ours, it seems to some of us that we're risking giving that away for a pretty small amount of money, a couple hundred million dollars, and that isn't worth the 10% involvement by them at this level.
Furthermore, you're taking the chance of hamstringing the whole program,
Well, then don't do it.
I'm all for getting their astronauts up there and letting them walk around in the space lab or something like that where we get a lot of visibility. But I wonder if for a little bit of money, if we're not selling our heritage for a mess of pottage.
I see the point. How are you working it out?
Well, along with the Undersecretary
Packard,
Johnson,
yeah.
We agreed that we would defend strongly the technologies that would go away, and two, we would that we didn't undermine the Intelsat agreements, which is the communication satellite agreements. And when the proposal was put forward at the recent meeting with Europe, he turned down because they thought they didn't like these two qualifications. These have essentially been broken off at this stage. We could go back with the proposal, or they could come back to us for the moment.
Your desire, Mr. President, to do something that is visibly international without giving away.
Why don't you simply try nothing more? Give us a little cosmetics.
The docking agreement with the Soviets, which you know about, is, I think, the kind of thing that you want, and it's coming along very well.
But I like the Japanese and the German and the British just for the
biology way. We can arrange that. You may be interested as a point of information that we have arranged a dock compatibility with the Soviets, but they cannot, with their present boosters, get their spacecraft high enough in orbit to dock with us.
Well, I don't think your boosters would need that.
Matter of fact, they don't.
When did that happen?
Well, our
they have a bigger single chamber booster than any we have. There's a single chamber. Ours is a cluster.
But
Our Skylab is the biggest booster now?
Yes, it is. And our Skylab, which will have a compatible docking mechanism, will fly in orbit, which they can reach with their Soyuz spacecraft, with their presence. Which is something
for us to develop. Some people are trying to do some corrective approaches.
So NASA is now talking about flying one of the command modules, one of the leftover command modules in the lower orbit, so that they can't dock with it. But that, of course, has been
moved very well. As I understand it, they have very crude docking devices. And if we put
that correct,
are we going to give them some docking information that is of real importance if we go through with this thing at a lower level? Are they going to be able, for instance, to get a space platform that they could not otherwise assemble because they don't have sophisticated docking devices?
I don't think so, Peter. I think we'll get as much information as we can get.
And this is, I don't think it makes any difference. I think it's very important to do them on this. I'm not too concerned about for your guidance, getting back to our original discussion, I'm extremely interested. There's such a few many secrets. I don't believe that as far as the space thing is concerned, it's going to make a hell of a lot of difference, or they learn a lot about our technology. The point is, we have what they can never have. We have an enormous industrial plant, and with that great industrial plant, we're always going to be able to maintain some sort of advantage. I believe not making a bad deal, but whether it's, and when I speak of ASD, you know, friendly country, regardless of the union, there,
I don't know whether this is
nuclear arms and arms control and all that. This will fit in very well with other things that we may be doing in the Soviet in the year ahead. And if you can think of some way to bring scholars together, science, engineers, and so forth, from around the world. Now, incidentally, I'm saying, let me say, I'm not just thinking of the Soviet, the Latins, it means a lot to them. The Asians, the poor Africans, just, you know, give it a bit, go with that. Just to say the Europeans and actually the Japanese. I'm thinking of that. Let's think imaginatively. Let's think of a scientific conference for the. Maybe you want to have a conference on the environment. I don't know. You know, this human environment. The conference should be on. Maybe that is a word to them. And if it isn't, drop it.
Well, we ought to pick our strengths and show our strengths.
Right. If it is, then drop it. But if not, if it is good, bring a lot of people over and get that chance.
When's the first Skylab launch?
Oh, yeah, let's see. It's early 73.
When's the next Apollo launch?
It's in the fall this year.
That might be good. That is not bad, a space thing. It's
connected with that.
But the whole business of cooperation in space, cooperation in science, you know, exploring the new worlds together, the community of man, you know, and all that sort of thing.
Just thought, yeah, I'd go hang out two things, space and computers.
Science in the service of man.
Yeah, science in the service of man. Space, computers, and a little environment.
And environment, of course.
Yeah, that's good. It was my name, you know, you can't run about that. It's a good point. My history problem.
Good. Speaking of science for human good, focus our efforts in science and technology. And I think your cancer issue was just wonderful in this regard. It's caused the medical people to take a whole new different point of view.
That's not that word. Everybody's been squealing because there wasn't enough. But we anticipated
that's fine.
We're going to give them plenty. But how can you hire so many? But the focusing is so important, isn't it? I don't mean that you can, you know, I know how science. The scientists talk, and they say you just got to explore the unknown. Man is looking for something else. Finds the thing that you want to look for. So you cannot say, mere man cannot say to the science, who is the scientist, who is a god, but go find this boy. What you got to say is, let you find it. If there was focusing, if space was focusing, and then the nuclear breakthrough was focusing,
well, I
maybe this is focusing.
Even more to the point. Is the place that I came from, the Bell Telephone Labs.
Good focus.
Communications, we won two Nobel Prizes,
right.
Have a high respect for everybody in the scientific community. There's nothing wrong with purpose in science.
Yeah.
It's how it's done, how it's carried through to the council. Uh-huh. And what I'm trying to do at the moment with a number of people on my staff as part of NESAC is to find some really focused points that we can come down on with your endorsement some future day. One of these, for example, is the whole energy field. I think that at the appropriate time, we might say, you know, here's an effort. We need clean energy in the 1980s, and we're going to get it. And it's possible to do that. But in order to do it, it takes that sort of a goal, clean energy for the 80s, for example.
Right.
But there are a number of other things.
Tell me this. Are we doing everything that you think reasonably can be done in the field of desalinization?
At the moment, I think the effort is in a reasonable shape. Of course, you can always pour more money into anything, but I don't think that the additional results would be worth the extra.
I will take a look. It has such enormous possibilities in terms of our foreign, you know, the world, the food problem, our foreign policy generally.
I've asked a couple of times to have a study of the role of desalination in the Sinai Desert. For the Middle Eastern situation. And there is a study on that, which is available now. And it looks very good, not by using AEC or nuclear energy, but by using oil or some of the other kind of area.
They have enough. Why not? But what is the difficulty with the oil in the Middle East? I have once heard the way you can do it conventionally. Is a nuclear desalination thing not
working? It's perfectly feasible. It's just a source of energy, however. And in an area like the Negev, where
You can add one, you see, I can't show
this.
Why don't you go, why not pick up that fellow that won the Nobel Prize, grow a corn or something like that?
I know what you mean, the evolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean? Might be an idea, the farm community might like it too, we're bringing, we're adding an agricultural man. We've got an environmentalist and all that. You know, this is the one area where the United States really is, by leaps and bounds, kept ahead of the rest of the world in agricultural production. My God, it's fantastic.
Southeast Asia, Africa, and India, as you know, with sweet food strikes.
Okay.
And
Pakistan, India, sure, you know. And even Vietnam.
And this fellow was a man who, I think, there's a meeting chat today, but he was in Vietnam.
That's right. Well, but you bring up a little agenda and have them report to me, like, you know, let them talk, they like to talk. And that would be good for their morale. Here, let's learn something. There's a little lunch. The other guy.